Okay, good morning. We are doing Shin Samech Bet. Is a mechitza kriya mechitza letalto? What's a wall? What's a wall to form a reshus hayachid that you need four walls for? I just want to point out real quick from yesterday, just so that it's clear, we said if you have in the corner, you have a big bite out of your dalad wall, your four walls, you're losing. If you lose an entire corner, so you're losing from both sides of the wall, since people don't put their doorways on corners, then you lose those two walls. Unless you had the roof filling it up, we say pitikra, that's fine. And or you could also just build a whole, you can just build a doorway, a mashkof, tzuret petach, and that's for sure no problem. You can add tzuret petach in all kinds of directions. As far as the height, pitikra, can it be more than 20 amos? Can it be 1,000 amos high? The Aruch HaShulchan says clearly it can. It's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Now it's a full wall. It's the din of 20 amos is really just made up from the rabbis for having a heker, just to know. We're going to get to that when we get to soon. We'll get to that when that comes up. We're all more familiar with Hanukkah, but okay, so that makes no difference. Hanukkah and Sukkah, but that's right. So, okay. Just two things real quick. We mentioned about a roof being a shipua, so I did ask around a little bit. No one really seems to know 100%, but many, Rav Tsuriel, for example, feels like once it's recognizable that it's a slope, already it's asa. And you're dealing, also we're dealing with, what's it called? Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So we kind of need a little bit of a proof to extend it more than we know. But anyway, his point is once, so a normal floor that has a drop of a slant, like a marpeset, a shower, probably that's no problem. But once you get to be more sloped, where to the naked eye it looks like a slope, even a very small degree, very possibly is no longer pitikra. He says it's not, but... and as far as a roof that extends beyond three walls... So if you fill in three walls, obviously that's when everyone does say pitikra. If the wall, if the ceiling just keeps on extending way beyond, so I think most people feel it's, and Pashtut, it does not count. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but it probably does not. There's also no real proof for it. One example, we're going to get to sukkah later. Maybe it's very relevant, maybe it's not. We know by a sukkah, you could only make the schach continue as long as one goes along one wall. You can't make a sukkah and then have your with three walls and have your schach go on for feet or meters or miles longer outside the three walls. Everyone knows that schach doesn't count. It's probably the same thing over here. Okay, but if anyone wants to fill me in with more info, that'll be great with a clear proof. Okay, Aleph. Now we're doing mechitzas. Aleph. Kol mechitza shelo naaset lador betocha el litzniut. Any mechitza that's made, well, any mechitza that's a real mechitza, it works. We're going to see, you can't just fall over, it can't be too flimsy. But here, the issue is we want to make it into, the, we're starting out, we want to make, this case is we want to make the mechitza so that it's a livable partition. For the halachas of mukaf ledira, so then it can't be just for tznias, just so that a little bit of privacy for eating, privacy, bathroom privacy, just that's not good enough. O lishmor mashiyitnu betocha, or just to guard what's inside, but it's that's not called living purposes. O leishiv ba kadei lishmor asadot, or just so that you can sit there in privacy to watch your prayer. That's not good enough. Yimechitza letaltel mashiy betocha. It's certainly a full halachic wall, 100%. But aval ena mechitza la'asod mashe betocha mukaf ledira imhu yoter mibeitze atayim. But for the lachas of karpef that we've been talking about for the past couple days, it's not good enough. Hilkach, therefore, ilan she'anafav yordim lamata, if you have a tree. Now here we have a tree, doesn't have to be so tall, but the branches have to extend above 10 tfachim high. So then the tree branches are now, they go up 10 tfachim high and then they come down. And the branches coming down, alright, it's a big tree, The branches coming down are now forming walls. You just have to have an area underneath the branches where the branches are close enough together that they're within lavud. So you don't have enough, so that it becomes like one, we look at it as like one solid cover. And it needs to be, dalad by dalad, 4x4 tfachim in area underneath. So imim eina gavoyim shalashim mina aretz, as long as it comes within 3 tfachim of the ground, then we say it's not a mechitza tuluya, the mechitza reaches the floor. Right, mechitza tuluya we said was okay by oceans, it was a special heter with the Carmelis. But here, we need 3 tfachim to the ground. So then it counts the ikaron, and then you can carry anywhere underneath the tree. The ikaron v'makom shemechubar in the ilan hu gavoa asara. But you just need to have where it starts out 10 tfachim high, and the Mishnah Berurah says not even. It could even be less, but it has to be it could be an arched, and it goes. It just has to be somewhere 10 high and 4x4. Then chashuv mechitza. Then these are good walls. Umutar letal tel bekula, and you can carry all around. He just adds, you want to fill in the area with some trees or a kash, a straw or something, and you have to tie them down. So the idea of filling up the area is just, it helps it from not moving around, or it fills in gaps that you have openings of more than 3 tvachim, and then you can have issues of lavud and holes. So again, it depends on the situation. But the main thing is that you have a proper wall and that it's not moving. You have to tie it down. If it's going to blow in the wind, so you need to tie it down so it doesn't blow. Okay. And how much blowing, either in Nikar that it's blowing, I think it's the Chazon Ish, it's famous for saying it can blow up to 3 tefachim. But the best is to keep it tight so it doesn't really move much at all. Obviously a drop of movement that is normal. Shekol mechitza she'eni yecholam al burach mitzuya eina mechitza, and because any mechitza that cannot stand up to the normal wind, it's not a mechitza. Walls don't move around. Okay, a little vibration maybe, but they don't. We don't see them wiggling, so it has to be the same thing here. Okay. Let's continue. Where was I? Vidavka, thank you. Ad besa time. Now the only way you can carry up into here is if this tree, obviously one tree, it's hard for one tree to be the size of 2 sa time, but you can have a whole chain of trees. So as long as it's less than besa time when you're using the outer walls. But if it's more than besa time, it's going to be a problem. Because even if you did it for this purpose, you planted it for the purpose, still kevan she'eno asur ladur betocho al listofef pitzil lishmor asadot. Trees are not, even though you planted the trees for the sake of getting shade, that's not going to help you. It's still going to be doesn't make it mukaf ladira. Remember, the primary function of this seif is discussing to make a wall mukaf ladira. As a side issue, we also got into a tree can actually be a real wall de'araisa. Okay.
Can you just summarize what we just learned?
That a wall has to be, for it to be mukaf ladira, has to be, the wall has to be made originally, where it's attached to your home for living spaces. And if you plant a tree for shade, that's going to be batel to the karpef, and you can have a tree, as I said a few times, you can have a tree form a wall if you end up with walls and a ceiling of 4x4. Base. Tel shegavoa chamisha v'hishlimo la'asara. If you have a mound you stand on, so we know if a tail is 10 high, 4x4, that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid D'Oraisa. What if it's only 5 high? So you can have a platform of 5 high, and then build an additional extension, a fence, that's another 5 tefachim high. Vishlimu la'asara, and it becomes 10. Sha'asa alav mechitza gavoa chamisha, chashuva mechitza letatel ulechol davar. So it's a din of mechitza, 100%. You call that a mechitza daraisa, it's 10. You count, half can be lower, half, and the other half can be above the ground. right? Because you see it. Obviously, putting five on the ground, you don't imaginary make a line inside the dirt. So that can't be done. But the Mishnah Berurah says you could do it actually if you dig out a charetz. You dig out a ditch around it. If the ditch is five deep, and you look inside the ditch and you see the five. He doesn't specify. I'm assuming you would need the ditch to be at least three tefachim wide, or deep or wide, whatever, so that you don't consider the whole wall is all considered one. But I'm not sure about that. It could be even less. Because of love, maybe it doesn't count.
The finish of the sif is that even though it was naturally formed, and you're only adding on the five, that's still considered a
hukafadira. We're not really talking... Yeah, this works for hukafadira as well, 100%. And even if it was natural, which we're going to see later on, even if it's natural, we're going to see right now, even if it's natural, it counts. And you could even have five below and five above the ground. So you can pick any one of those three chidushim. I'm not sure which is his primary. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. Now, right. So this is a proper wall for all halachos of mechitza. And Mishnah Berurah points out you could even have two sides of a fence. If the floor is not even, you can even have the fence. I mean, it's kind of obvious, just an extension. You can even have, if the two floors of two properties are not the same and the fences are not the same, you can even count five from one and five from another if basically you have two fences stacked upon another or very within three tefachim of each other. And then that can turn into that could be a half a fence and a half a fence, and you get a full 10. Gimel. Again, look on the pictures if you want, and we can go over it again afterwards. Gimel. Mechitza ha'omedet me'elea dahainu shelo na'aset l'shem mechitza kshera. Now let's say you have a wall that wasn't meant to be a wall for Shabbos. It was just naturally formed there. And it wasn't even meant to be a wall altogether. It had no kavanah to be a wall. It just turned out to be a wall there, or something collapsed and it turned into a wall. So then, kshera, if it's a wall, it's a wall. It just has to be where it's 10 high, and it's not going to fall with simple wind. It's not going to be moving around with wind. Okay, now, mechitza shenaset b'Shabbos, kshera. Now what happens if the mechitza was made by itself on Shabbos? That's fine. Hani mile shenaset b'Shabbat b'Shogeg, if it was made b'Shogeg, happened by itself, or it was made b'Shogeg, we call that a wall. Aval b'meizid, if it was made on purpose, someone made this wall on purpose on Shabbos, then we it's a kanas, we don't call it a wall. Midaraisa, a wall is a wall. And if you have four walls, it's a reshus yachid deraisa, you can't change it. But if it was made on purpose on Shabbos, so we give a kanas, and what do we say? Havia mechitza lach melchayev azorik mishas rabim metocha. Obviously, you can be chayev deraisa if you throw from reshus rabim into it, even though you made it on Shabbos on purpose. Aval, the kanas says, lo lahatri l'talta betocha, it's asur to carry in this area. Vahani mile, shelo haya sham mechitza tchila. Now, this is if there was no wall there before Shabbos or on Shabbos. It could be that there was even a wall there before Shabbos. It was already a wall and you took it away. Aval haitasham vehisir v'chazra v'nazra afil v'mezid. And then you removed it on purpose and you put it back there on purpose. V'chazra l'hetera harishon. So even though in this case it was done be'isr, since there already was a wall, there is not this knas and it can be used. Alright, what's also important is because it affects you and it affects other people, because the kanas applies to other people as well. Kegon, shnayim o shlosha shekifu machtzot v'tehem b'rishus harabim. So what if you had, now, this case is, it could be if you had one wall around one person, but here the case is, to teach you, even if you have two or three people, and they have three little circles made of walls next to them, with some kind of mats that are hard enough, they're positioned in a way where they're not going to fall over with wind. V'hivdilu gam b'neihem v'machtzalot v'ervu yachad. So now, since they're in the three individual people and three individual domains made up of these mats, mutarim l'taltel mizeh lezeh, they made an eruv, they can carry it from one guy's into another, no problem. What happens, nigalu machtzalot, what happens if those mats get rolled up in the middle of Shabbos, or right before Shabbos, what happens? Nesru. Now they can't carry anymore. Chazru v'nitparsu afilu b'mezid. Now what happens if they reopened it up on Shabbos, and they made these walls into a Rishus HaYachin again? And even if they did it b'mezid, since they were there once before, chazru l'hater and arishon, because l'maisa right now, there are walls, so there are walls. And we don't lose their Eruv. The Eruv keeps going. And we don't give them this Knas since it was already there. Mishneh Berurah just points out that it happens to be a Machloket Achronim. If we allow you to make a wall, obviously it was done B'mezid the second time, but now B'dievid, on the case of B'mezid, can you get benefit? He just points out it's a Machloket Achronim. If you look into it, the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. And many Achronim are Machmer. They're just Mekel. They would only be Mekel if it was basically a Rishus HaYachid in another Rishus HaYachid. And the purpose of this Rishus HaYachid is for one to carry into another. But okay, so it's a little side issue. Dalit. Sefina mutar l'taltel b'kula afilihi yoter mibeitz ha'atayim. Let's say you have a huge ship, a cruise ship, and it's bigger than Beitz ha'atayim. You're allowed to walk anywhere and carry anywhere. You're allowed to carry anywhere within the ship. The chashiva mukefes ladira. Because by definition, a ship we consider it mukefet ladira, and so there's no din, there's no iser derabanan of a karpef. Now, kefa al ador tachtia. What if you flipped over this big boat and you want to live underneath it? Now the walls of the boat, even though it's upside down, are still walls. So have rishus hayachid afaleya. So not only can you be under, can you carry underneath it? You can carry on top of it because the walls go up, the walls go down, the walls go up. And kefa ol zapta. What if the purpose of flipping over the boat was not to live underneath it? It was to make repairs on the boat, or to add another layer of tar. Ein metaltelin ba. Then you can't carry underneath it. Ela arba amos, only four. Imhu yoter misatayim. If it's more than satayim, because of it's a real rishus hayachid. But again, the din of a karpef, and if the purpose is not for living, the purpose is repairs, and it doesn't have a din of mukaf ladira. Hey, bakol osim mechitza, mekelim uveukafot. You're allowed to make a mechitza out of anything, even movable objects, as long as you're planning to leave it there for all of Shabbos. Bein shal erev levad, even if it's just, was we had the case before, just horizontal ropes. Kagon shel chavalim, made up of ropes. O shel sheti, or just vertical levad. Kagon kanim neutzim baretz. You just had a bunch of these sticks, like we had the case we mentioned the other day. Now, it's not necessarily so many sticks, because it's true you want to have the whole area surrounded by these sticks, and each stick can't be more than three tefachim from each other. But you are allowed to have many areas that are completely open as long as it's less than 10 amos. So you can have a lot of those. We're going to get into about Omer Merubah al Haparot soon. Just keep that in mind. Okay. And then just remember, any time we say Lavud, then we consider as if the entire space is filled in, and that's not going to be an issue of being more Amud than more Parot than Omer. Okay. Now, mutari matzah time fil yachid b'yushev. We had this case already that this is a perfect wall, but only, well, it's not a strong wall. It's a good wall, even deraisa, but we only allow it up to beitza time. Beyond that, then there's a gzera. Ubilvad shaleye ben chevel achavero ben kana lechavero shlosha tfachim. Vafilo be ba'alei chayim. Now, even with animals. You can even make walls made up of animals. But then you have to tie them down. You have to tie them down so they're not going to move away and you're not going to lose your wall. And since the animals are going to be lying down, it's for a long period of time, you have to make sure that these animals are tall enough, they take up enough space that they're 10 tefachim high. If their bodies are not 10 tefachim high and they're lying down, then there can't be a wall. Okay?
But if the belly is less than 3
tefachim, And you can have spaces, you can even have walls made up of people, even with spaces between them, as long as they're not more than 3 tefachim apart. You can even have a circle of men or women, a whole circle, they're all next to each other within 3 tefachim, and they're walking on Shabbos. The whole circle is walking, and that's a moving Rishus Hayachid, Daraisa, and you're allowed to carry inside. The who, practically this is very difficult. We'll read the next 3 seifim together, and you'll see that practically it's a difficult scenario, Lamaisa. V'hu shalo yedu she'ha'amdu l'shem mechitza. But it has to be a group of people that they're doing some kind of huddle for whatever they're doing. Some kind of a parade maybe. But they don't know that they're doing this for the purpose of carrying on Shabbos. V'afilo echad mehem yodea aser. Even if one of them know, then he already makes the whole wall, the whole Rosh Hashanah aser, midarabanan. V'afilo im lo hidiyam she'ose mechitza ata. And even if he didn't tell them, Im karova davar shiedu, for sure he's going to find out. Kegon shasa mehem mechitza pa'amachas, like he did this once before, and that he found out, and he's going to remember soon. Lo yasa mehem mechitza od. You can't use him again to make the same kind of a mechitza because he's going to find out very soon, and so it's the same. It's the same iser. And part of the issue is Mishnah Berurah says shelo yezalzel beiser Shabbos, because if people know that they're doing this, it's going to be make a whole zilzil of Shabbos. So it has to be where people don't realize what's going on. Okay. Vav. Im ba'al minchila shelo ladas afa bishachar kach hagishu ein lachosh. So it's the first time you're using the guy, and he has no idea what's going on, or he'll never know what's going on, no problem. Even if afterwards he finds out it was done beheter, it was originally made beheter, and it's okay. Zayin. Yesh misha omer. Shelo yamir otam adam shehu rotze lishtamesh b'mechitza zo, ela yamir otam acher shelo ladaito. One says, the one who's coordinating this whole scenario should not be the one who wants to use the mechitza himself or the Rosh Hashayachid himself to carry inside. You should get somebody else, because since he's involved, it's going to be as if he was involved. And the Rashba, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Rashba disagrees along with most of the poskim, so the Mishnah Berurah is make on this one, that even the one who's coordinated can benefit. All right. Just nobody can know what's going on. Ve'ein la'asot hagav, ve'ein la'asot mechitza shel bnei adam rak b'shat tzarach u'b'shat tchak. And the Rama says, really, you should not be using a wall of people to carry things unless it's really of great need. Ve'im shachach davar echad b'rishisaravim, and if you forgot something and you need it, a better way, that's not always possible, yoter adif laholich sham tinokot sheyaviu adavar belo mechitza milasot mechitza shel bnei adam v'sheviyenu gadol. You should somehow trick a katan to go there to pick it up for himself so he carries it because he wants to carry it, and therefore it's okay. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, but to ask a tinok to do it, and the tinok knows he's doing it for somebody else, that's not allowed. And a father, if he's seen his own child doing it, also it's not allowed, because you don't want to be teaching him to do it. Okay, just a bit more. Chet. Parots meruba ala omer. If the walls are more open than closed, asar, it doesn't count as a wall. Mishnah Berurah points out, even if you have 3 perfect walls, completely sealed, but the fourth wall, if any one of the walls individually is more open than closed, we look at that wall as if it doesn't exist. So that's a problem. Mishnah Berurah says that it brings a machlokas. He seems to be makel, but it depends on the scenario, really. He has a long shahr at Zion. That if you have, again, I think it's in the picture, you can look at the whole wall as a whole, even though on each individual side it's not mostly closed. You can use both sides or one side. Basically, you look at the whole wall as a whole and you count up the whole, and the whole wall as a whole has to be more omed than parots. Ela im kein kol pirtza mehem pechuta mishlosha tvachim. And certainly there's no issue, though, if every pirtza we mentioned is only less than three tefachim apart, now for sure wouldn't be an issue. Okay, one more. Parutz ke'omed. Now what if it's equal? The parutz and the omed is equal, mutter. Then it's mutter. Right? It's only if it's more parutz. Bein bishti ubein be'erev, it doesn't matter if either it's up or down. Ubevad shelo yehi b'makom echad parutz yoter mi'eser. As long as it's equal or mostly omed, you're good. As long as you don't have a complete break of 10 amos. If you have a complete break of 10 amos, aval, then it's pasul. You lost your wall completely, it's an opening. Aval, ar eser amos mutter. If it's up to 10 amos, mutter lechatchila. If it's more than 10 amos, it's pasul 100%. Vipnei shehi kepetach, because at 10, up to 10, including 10, I believe, 10 itself is okay, more than 10 is not, well, I have to double check, I don't want to say for sure. Fine. So we'll stop here. Yeah. Okay. We're done. Yeah. No, I'm just. What is exactly 10?
What is the